Meath survived her Tyrone comeback led by a surprise appearance by Dara Canavan, running out 5 points winners in a helter-skelter encounter at Croke Park. 8 two-pointers made all the difference for the Royals, who also hit the net 3 times to get the better of their Ulster opponents and keep themselves at the head of the Division 2 promotion hunt. Jack O'Connor was the man who inspired a long-distance shooting exhibition, raising 4 orange flags in the first half and also firing home a goal. Canavan, with his plans for a month in Australia, wrecked by the Middle East conflict, came off the bench in the second half and helped his side come from 12 points behind to narrow the gap to 2. Meath stunned their opponents with a third-minute goal, Jack Flynn delivering from deep for Jordan Morris to provide the pinpoint pass for Aaron Lynch to rifle a shot past Oisin O'Kane. Ethan Jordan was Tyrone's brightest attacking light in those early stages, bringing a save from keeper Sean Rafferty and drilling 4.45s between the posts. Brennan came to the rescue again, saving from Cormac Quinn, and it seemed only a matter of time before the Red Hands would hit the net, and they did so in spectacular style. That man Jordan finishing with power and accuracy in the 13th minute to open up a 5 points gap. Jack O'Connor brought the Royals back level as he lobbed over 3 two-pointers in the space of 5 minutes. And feeding off turnovers and Brennan's kick-out accuracy, they hit the front as Rory Kinsella and Owen Frayne swept over points, outscoring the Ulstermen by 8-1 in a 7-minute spell. Brian Menton, Jack Flynn and Donald Keoghan gained a foothold in the middle third as Robbie Brennan's men drove forward, and was O'Connor who danced through to slot home their second goal, pushing them 11 points, 6 clear, an 11-point swing in 16 minutes. Darren McCurry came off the bench to nail a couple of late Tyrone scores, but it was Meath who led by 2-12 to 1-11 at the interval. Frayne narrowed over his side's 5th two-pointer with Tyrone yet to raise an orange flag, and it got worse for Malachy O'Rourke's struggling side in 40 minutes as Lynch slid home his second goal of the afternoon. There was to be further 2-point agony for the Northerners as Kinsella twice hit the target from far out, and now they led by 12. Tyrone finally hit their first 2-pointer of the game through Jordan in 45 minutes, and the surprise introduction of Dara Canavan, grounded by travel difficulties which scuppered his planned 4-week break in Australia, helped spark a revival. Niall Devlin was in the right place to collect a rebound off a post to slot the ball to the net, and Malachy O'Rourke's men began to believe. Canavan and Jordan both hit the target from distance to raise orange flags, and Meath were reeling from their early dominance, their lead sliced back to a flimsy 2-point margin. Jordan Morris, their standout attacker in the current campaign, had been held scoreless until he converted at 67th minute free. But Tyrone were still in this, hunting the goal that would have given them a draw. However, they were penalised for a breach, and goalkeeper Brennan converted the free from outside the 40-metre arc for his side's 8th two-pointer. Final score, Meath 3-24, Tyrone 2-22.